السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. كل نفس ذائقة الموت، صدق الله العظيم. This is an ayat of the Quran Sharif which you have heard many, many times. Every soul shall taste of death. There are many things in this world which many people don't get the taste of. There are many things people eat around the globe, and people in other parts of the world, they don't even know what the taste of that fruit is like, or what the taste of that vegetable is like, or that particular fruit is like. Different kinds of things we get in different parts of the world. So it's not necessary that everyone has tasted everything. But when it comes to death, then the taste of death every soul will have to experience. There is no question of escaping the taste of death. It has got its own taste. And that taste can be a very sweet one, very pleasant one, very beautiful one, very delicious one, something that a person looks forward to, or it can be a very terrible one, very difficult one, very painful one, very frightening one, very tormenting one, very scary one. Now it is in our hands what we want to make of it. If we want a good taste, then Allah Ta'ala gave us a life, and He gave us some simple rules, regulations, orders, instructions, directions, simple things, something that is practical for everyone, nothing very difficult, nothing out of the ordinary, nothing so problematic that you have to have great amount of wealth to undertake it, or great strength in your body to be able to fulfill those ahkam. Simple, practical things Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala ordered, and that too so that He may test, so that He may see who does the most amount of righteous deeds. Examinations in every institution, examinations in every university, every college, every school, every madrasa, and then after that they have awards day, jalsa, julus, and everything takes place. At present now, the madaris, those darul ulooms which run from Ramadan to Ramadan. So the examinations are over. Now you see big, big posters in every masjid. Darul Ulum Jalsa, Darul Ulum Jalsa. Now what will happen at the Darul Ulum Jalsa? Those students who qualified, those students who spend their time correctly, those students who worked hard, those who excelled, then they will be given some kind of award, some kind of presentation. And those who passed their time, they did not consider it as important to be regular in the lessons. They were neglectful, they were negligent. So then they will look at the others getting award, getting reward, getting some certificate, getting some present, and they will make in their heart, "Hi, hi, I wish I too had made some effort. I wish I too had worked hard. I wish I too had burned the midnight oil. I wish I too did not waste my time on the football ground and cricket ground and watching other things on television and internet, those things which are haram." That student of a university, college, now when he's failing, so he will look at the others getting the awards, and this is what he will say, even if he doesn't say it, but in his heart, that deep-hearted sigh that we talk about, it will be there, that "hi, hi." That is exactly what the murda will also make in the qabr, when he is questioned, "Man rabbuk, who is your rabb? Ma deenuk, what is your deen? What do you have to say with regards to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam?" Now if he hasn't made an effort in that direction, then he too will say the same thing: "Hi, hi, la adri, I don't know, I don't know." So it is left to us now, what do we want to make of it? And this is that message of that Shab-e-Barat which is coming. So that preparation should be from now, because we don't know when our time is going to expire. زندگی کا عجیب ہے ویزا کب بلا لے خدا نہیں معلوم. اس میں توسیع بھی ہے غیر ممکن اور میعاد اس کی نہیں معلوم. ویری اسٹرینج کائنڈ آف ویزا. وین اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ کینسلز دیٹ ویزا, وین ہی ریکالز نو بڈی نوز. دا ڈیوریشن آف ٹائم آلسو از ان نون. ہاؤ لانگ از دا ویزا فور؟ 6 months, 1 year, 10 years. Extension also impossible. Up till now we haven't heard of anybody getting an extension because he was able to bribe Hazrat Israel alayhi salam. When the angel of death came, then he said, we will have a special meeting. Come to my office. Can't you see how much of wealth I've got? Ask what you want. Blank check I will give you. But give me an extension. No extension of any kind. Or somebody says, can't you see how strong I am? How many people I flawed in the wrestling match? How many people with one uppercut on the lower jaw, they fell flat? Nothing of that kind. But that's the world today. Boxing, cricket, sport, entertainment. We don't say it's haram to exercise, to run, to jog, to play with good intention, with good niyats. Anything that will build the person up physically, mentally, is permissible. But it must be within the parameters of Sharia. So last week we discussed some of the verses from this poetry. We will continue tonight, inshallah. This is a majlis of zikr. It's a majlis of turning towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, making rujoo ila Allah, preparation for the Ramadan Sharif that is coming. So the subject of this majlis is Zikrullah. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala make His zikr settle in our heart. His remembrance must be there all the time. Any time that we are tempted by nafs and shaitan, then we remember Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. We remember His azmat, His greatness, His glory. We remember Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's rahmat and His mercy and His kindness upon us, and we stay away. We remember the day of Qiyamah, that we have to answer for our doings. We think of our death. All these type of things, when we're going to remember Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in the true sense of the word, then our businesses will come right. Our home life will improve and come right. Our political life, social life, domestic life, every kind of life that you can think of will come right when zikrullah settles in the heart. At present it's only on our tongues. And on our tongues also it's so limited. For a few times we take the name of Allah Ta'ala and it's over, finish. After that our whole day goes in negligence. So the great and glorious shining month of Ramadan is coming, but we don't know whether we will make it. But Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam taught us a dua. When Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is to make dua from the month of Rajab, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam used to say that وَبَلِّغْنَا Ramadan, make us reach safely Ramadan, give us the life that will extend till Ramadan, so that we may be able to make the ibadat of Ramadan, so that we may be able to fast in Ramadan. Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Shaban. For Allah, give us barakat in Rajab and Shaban, and then wa balighna Ramadan. So if Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam used to ask that dua, then we too should be seeking that. We should look forward to the month of Ramadan coming and not hold our heads and say, hi, I'll have to fast again. Some people, before Ramadan comes, they start getting high temperature, their sugar goes very high, their blood pressure goes high, their ulcers start troubling just before that. Everything starts about that time. And after Ramadan finishes, then all everything is over. Some are genuinely sick. We're not talking about those who are genuinely sick. But those people who become sick when Ramadan comes. So we must look forward to it and look forward to the great rahmat and ni'mat of the month of Ramadan. So we carry on from where we left off. I think Aane Wali Kis Se Tali Jayegi. Just to recap. Ho rahi hai umr misle barf kam, chupke rafta rafta dam badam. Saans hai ek reh rave mulke adam, दफ़अतन एक रोज ये जाएगा थम, एक दिन मरना है आखिर मौत है, कर ले जो करना है आखिर मौत है, एक दिन मरना है आखिर मौत है, कर ले जो करना है आखिर मौत है. डू व्हाटएवर यू वांट टू डू. Finally, there's going to be death. Kullu nafsin za'iqatul maut. He yaha se tujhko jana ek din. He yaha se tujhko jana ek din. Qabr mein hoga thikana ek din. मुँह खुदा को है दिखाना एक दिन, अपना गफलत में गंवाना एक दिन, एक दिन मरना है आखिर मौत है, कर ले जो करना है आखिर मौत है. आखिरत की फिक्र करनी है जरूर, जैसी करनी वैसी भरनी है जरूर. What you sow, so shall you reap. जैसी करनी वैसी भरनी. And not only in the आखिरत, we must always remember this, that our actions, whatever we will get reward or punishment in the आखिरत, is in the आखिरत, in the hereafter. But in this world, generally, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala makes the days turn around. If a person has been unjust, unfair, he has treated somebody badly, he has been oppressing, he was a tyrant, he was a zalim in the house, sooner or later he will see it in this world. Every action has a reaction. In this world, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala makes that person realize his folly and his mistake and his error. Unless, of course, he makes sincere tawbah, he asks that other person also for forgiveness, it's different. There are so many incidents, history, read Islamic history, and you don't have to read Islamic history also. Every person knows in his own family, amongst his friends, amongst the people that he lived and grew up, how many cases he will remember of the tides changing and the table turning. So never ever think that we will get away. Jaisi karni vaisi bharni. And then if he gets away in this world, then qabar and akhirat. Jaisi karni vaisi bharni. Umr ye ek din guzarni hai zarur, qabr mein mayit utarni hai zarur. एक दिन मरना है आखिर मौत है, कर ले जो करना है आखिर मौत है. Say it. एक दिन मरना है आखिर मौत है, कर ले जो करना है आखिर मौत है. एक दिन मरना है आखिर मौत है, कर ले जो करना है आखिर मौत है. So that it settles in our heart. Enjoy the ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala. Nobody stopped us. Allah Ta'ala also wants to see an izhar of those ni'mats that He gives to us, those gifts that Allah Ta'ala showers upon us, the bounties of Allah Ta'ala. He wants to see us make use of it. It makes Him happy to see us make use of those ni'mats. If a person has been blessed with good clothes, I'm talking about good clothes meaning within the limits and boundaries of Sharia. We're not talking about those clothes which look very good, but is not permissible to wear them. So if a person has got good clothes, And he purposely wears torn and tattered and patched clothes. So that shows he's making kufran and amad. He's ungrateful to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So Allah ta'ala wants the person to make use of those bounties. For whom has he created the heavens and the earth and the universe? So many things that Allah ta'ala created. Why must he create all this? Make use of science, of technology and everything. Nobody stops us. But remember, ek din marna hai, akhir maut hai. So don't do anything that is displeasing to Allah ta'ala. Use it correctly. Allah ta'ala himself promises, la in shakartum la azidannakum. He will definitely increase it.
आने वाले किससे टाली जाएगी, जान ठहरी जाने वाली जाएगी। आने वाले किससे टाली जाएगी, जान ठहरी जाने वाली जाएगी। रूह रग रग से निकाली जाएगी, तुझ पे एक दिन खाक डाली जाएगी।
Your soul will be extracted from every limb, every part of your body. They will transport you to the qabristan. Dig a big hole there, put you in there and go away, finish. Tujh pe ek din khaak dali jaye.
Ek din marna hai, aakhir maut hai, kar le jo karna hai, aakhir maut hai.
So that example that I've given many times, and it just came to mind again, so why not repeat? That in this world what we are really doing is charging that emergency battery. We've got those lights up here on the walls. If the main goes off, if there's an electricity failure, then those lights come on automatically. But they have to be charged all the time. So that when the darkness comes, they come on, they switch on. So for the darkness of the qabr, we will make our salat, we give our zakat, we fast, we give charities, we smile and talk to our parents, our children, our family members, our Muslim brothers. And for those who have sisters or those of mahram women of theirs. So now all those ibadat that the person is doing, the sadaqat that he is giving, the jihad that he is making, all that is keeping that battery or that light charging. Then suddenly there will be a power failure. The soul will leave the body. So now in the qabr, the darkness of the qabr, that is where everything will light up. That noor of the qabr. And so much of noor that even the doors of Jannat will be opened. Fragrance will come from it. And the person will enjoy such beautiful sleep. Nam ka naumati laruz. But if we haven't charged that light, then when there's darkness, it will be darkness. There will be no light. So, ek din marna hai, aakhir maut hai. Kar le jo karna hai, aakhir maut hai.
Sakht sakht amraz go to seh gaya. सख्त सख्त अमराज गो तो सह गया, चार अगर गो सख्त जा भी कह गया। क्या हुआ कुछ दिन जो जिंदा रह गया, क्या हुआ कुछ दिन जो जिंदा रह गया। एक जहां से ले फना में बह गया, एक दिन मरना है आखिर मौत है, कर ले जो करना है आखिर मौत है। एक दिन मरना है आखिर मौत है, कर ले जो करना है आखिर मौत है।
says, no matter how many times you got up from the operation table, sometimes a person, he goes for one dozen operations and he still comes back home and he recovers. Then he goes for another one, comes back again, recovers. And he does his business and does everything. So he said, no matter even those doctors and specialists and surgeons, they all said that you seem to have been made of real tough metal. So many times you're coming and still you're going back and you're all right again. Bypasses and heart transplants and liver and lung transplants and I don't know what you went through, but still you seem to be carrying on. It seems to be made of very tough metal. No matter how much the doctor and surgeon and specialist tells you that, but see how many people have been washed away by the waves of death. How many people? The waves of death washed them away. So even if you survived, it's not permanent. One day you too will be washed away. Death is going to carry you away. And most of the time that happens when the person is then in good health or he has recovered. So many cases when the person has recovered and everybody is happy now and excited that this man was almost dead. And see, after the operation now he has recovered. And sometimes they are putting him on the stretcher and bringing him to the ward, thinking that now this person, there's nothing more they can do. And then suddenly he recovers. And then when everybody is excited and happy, suddenly the fuse blows and is gone. That's why they say the person who is sick for a long period of time and is bedridden, then the day he shows great excitement and happiness and as if he is really recovering, that is the time that is dangerous. Because he could go any time after that. So, ek din marna hai aakhir maut hai, kar le jo karna hai aakhir maut hai. That time runs very fast. And alhamdulillah, we stick to our time of 1 hour. So let's make some zikrullah now. Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah jalla jalaluhu. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah. 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 La ilaha illallah.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینہ اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینہ اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینہ اور جام ہے دل میرا ہو جائے ایک میدان ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو اور میرے تن میں بجائے آب و گل درد دل ہو درد دل ہو درد دل غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جیدر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جیدر اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ 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 Allahu Allah, 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 La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ الا اللہ دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ سوچو ذرا فرعون کے گھر میں موسیٰ کو پالا کس نے غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے ان کے نام کی گنگاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ الا 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 اللہ ہواؤں ہرس والا دل بدل دے میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے ہواؤں ہرس والا دل بدل دے میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے گنہگاری میں کب تک عمر کاٹوں गुनहगारी में कब तक उम्र काटूं, बदल दे मेरा रास्ता दिल बदल दे, बदल दे मेरा रास्ता दिल बदल दे। Ah, my Allah, how long am I going to walk on the surface of this earth like a munafiq, like a hypocrite? How long will I remain in a life of sins, vices, evils, haram, indulgences? How long? How long a life of drugs and drink and wine and haram women and raves and discos and cinemas and theaters? How long? How long, my Allah? Change the direction of our lives. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de, badal de dil ki duniya dil badal de, khuda ya fazl farma dil badal de, khuda ya fazl farma dil badal de. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا غياث المستغيثين يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث اللهم أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين فإنك إن تكلنا إلى أنفسنا تكلنا إلى ضعف وخطيئة Oh my beloved Allah, Oh my Rahim Allah, Oh my Kareem Allah, My most generous, my most compassionate, most loving, most caring Allah. Oh, my most tolerant Allah. Oh, my most merciful Allah. Oh, my most beautiful Allah. You are seeing each and every one of us. Ya Allah, we are not raising our hands before some idol that cannot see us, cannot listen to us, cannot help us in any way. Ya Allah, we are raising our hands before you. You see everything that is happening. You are well aware of every movement of ours. Ya Allah, if there is a tiny little black ant crawling on a pitch black rock in the darkest of the darkest of all nights, you are aware of the movement of that ant. You give sustenance to that ant. Ya Allah, this very moment, you are well aware that we have gathered here for nothing but to take your Mubarak name, to make your zikr, to send Durood Sharif upon Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to make ruju towards you, to turn towards you. Ya Allah, we have gathered for nothing but to express remorse and regret and shame and nadamat over the sins that we have committed, and to seek forgiveness from your unlimited treasures of forgiveness. Ya Allah, you are aware of the thoughts that are crossing our minds this very moment. Ya Allah, you are seeing the tears that are rolling from our eyes. My beloved Allah, your treasures are unlimited. We are seeking from your unlimited treasures, my beloved Allah. Forgive each and every one of us. You dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners when they turn towards you with shame and repentance. My beloved Allah, we are not justifying any of our sins. We are indeed the most sinful ones on the surface of this earth. Even our ibadat is not worthy of presentation before you. Ya Allah, wa zikr, wa tilawat. No deed and action do we have that kind of sincerity that we can present it to you. We don't have that quality in our ibadat that it can be presented before you. But my beloved Allah, you are not in need of our ibadat. Ya Allah, our ibadat will not increase your glory in any way. Oh my beloved Allah, but we are in need of your forgiveness. We are in need of your mercy. We are in need of your forgiveness.
Ya Allah, if you distance us from your mercy, then we will face destruction in this world, in the qabr, in the akhirah. Ya Allah, each and every one of us, Ya Allah, we are dependent upon you every minute, every second of our lives. Ya Allah, our heart, our liver, our lungs, everything functioning because of your hukam. Ya Allah, we are able to see, we are able to hear, we are able to speak, we are able to walk, touch, think, all because of your bounties, my Allah. Ya Allah, it is your ni'mat, it is your hukam. Oh my beloved Allah, yet we use the same bounties for your disobedience. We use the same ni'mats for your disobedience. The great ni'mat of sight, hearing, speech, wealth, strength we use for your disobedience. When we have strength in our bodies, then adultery, fornication, rave clubs, discos, cinemas. Oh my beloved Allah, therefore we are seeking from you forgiveness of our major sins, minor sins, sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly, sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of nights, sins of our eyes, of our ears, of our tongues, of our hands and feet, of our heart and mind. My beloved Allah, man has made computer chips. Millions of pieces of information can be on those chips. One press of a delete button and no information is left recorded on that chip. Ha, my beloved Allah. When man can press a delete button and erase millions of pieces of information. Ya Allah, what is it difficult for you to press the delete button of our sins? And erase from our book of deeds every evil action and every deed that has been recorded there. Ya Allah, qiyamat ke din tujhe muh dikhana hai. We have to face you. Jaisi karni, waisi bharni. My beloved Allah, we are seeking forgiveness for ourselves, our parents, our wives and children, our brothers and sisters, and the ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, we have so many young people amongst us, so many little children amongst us, so many white bearded people amongst us, so many old people amongst us. Oh my beloved Allah, have mercy upon us. Hamare hal par raham farma. Open the doors of your maghfirat for us. Open the doors of your rahmat for us. Ya Allah, open the doors of rizq halal for us. Allah, make us yours and become ours. Those who are sick and ailing, wherever they may be, whether they are in the hospitals or in homes or clinics or amongst us or at the madrasa, or wherever they may be listening to us, oh my beloved Allah, whoever has raised his or her hands, bless them with complete shifa. Ya Allah, whoever is sick and ailing, bless them with complete shifa from all ailments, sicknesses and diseases. We are spiritually sick and we are physically ill. Ya Allah, we know that sometimes sicknesses, diseases can be a rahmat, a mercy and a blessing in disguise. But we are extremely weak servants, my Allah. We cannot even take a mild headache. Halka sa sar ka dard hum se bardasht nahi ho sakta. We cannot, oh my beloved Allah, take any kind of pain. Ya Allah, therefore change the sickness and disease, if it is a rahmat, into the rahmat of good health. Ya Allah, change it to the rahmat of good health. Ya Allah, we are spiritually sick and we are physically ill. Cure us of all our ailments and diseases. Clean and purify our hearts of malice, of greed, of pride, of arrogance, of deceit and cheat. Clean and purify our hearts of envy and jealousy. Why should we be jealous and envious of what you have given to others, where there is no shortage in your treasures? My Allah, clean and purify our hearts. How long are we going to walk on the surface of the earth with our hearts like garbage bags? My beloved Allah, clean and purify our hearts. Give us the tawfiq to make salat 5 times a day, to fast in Ramadan, to give zakat if due, to go for hajj if farz, to fulfill the rights of our parents, our children, our wives, our brothers and sisters, family members, and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Oh my beloved Allah, don't seize us on account of our sins.
अगर तूने निगाह रहमत फेर ली तो फिर हम बर्बाद हो जाएंगे। Oh my beloved Allah, don't turn away your glance of rahmat and mercy because of our sins. Bless us with good health. Those who are in financial difficulties, bless them with plentiful of halal rizq and take them out of their financial problems. Those who are in depression, give them joy and happiness. Remove their depression. Ya Allah, those who are weak, give them strength. Those who are poor, give them wealth. But make us all yours and become ours. अगर एक तू नहीं मेरा तो कोई शे नहीं मेरी, जो तू मेरा तो सब मेरा, फलक मेरा, जमीन। माय अल्लाह, माय बिलवड अल्लाह, ब्लेस अस विद द बेस्ट ऑफ दुनिया एंड द बेस्ट ऑफ आखिर। हा माय अल्लाह, how beautiful you are, how beloved you are. In spite of all our sins, my Allah, you are giving us so much to eat, to drink, to wear, to travel around, so much of your ni'mat to use. How beautiful Allah you are. May Allah bless us with the best of dunya and akhirat. All the works of deen that are taking place, accept them. Tabligh wa da'wat ki mehnat qabool farma. Masajid, madaris ki mehnat qabool farma. Khanqao ki mehnat qabool farma. Accept all the works of deen. Bless every work of deen with ikhlas. Ikhlas ki daulat se mala mal farma. Ya Allah, bless us with barakat in our sustenance. Barakat in our homes. Barakat in our time. Barakat in our lives. Barakat in our wealth. Barakat in our children. Barakat in every ni'mat and bounty of yours. Ya Allah, distance us from haram. Distance us from the road that leads to the fire of Jahannam. Distance us from nafs and shaitan. Ya Allah, make us the fish that swims deep down in your ocean of marifat. Give us such a bond with you, my Allah. Give us such a bond with you, my beloved Allah, that nafs and shaitan cannot distance us from you. Ya Allah, protect us from the fitnas. Fitnas in our colleges, in our schools, in our universities, in our homes, in our businesses. Fitnas in Makkah Mukarramah and Madina Tayyibah. Fitnas in Jerusalem. Fitnas in our masajid. Fitnas in our areas and localities. Ya Allah, which place we are not being bombarded by fitnas? Oh my Allah, who is there to protect us from all these fitnas besides you, my beloved Allah? Har fitne se hamari hifazat farma. Ya Allah, protect us from all the fitnas. Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my beloved Allah, all his life he made duas for us. Oh my beloved Allah, we have to die one day. There is no question of remaining here forever. Ek din marna hai, akhir maut hai. Ya Allah, when the time of our death comes, don't let the angel of death visit us in a disco, cinema, theater, adultery, fornication, popping drugs into our mouths, or a bottle of wine in our hands, or any kind of haram place or action or deed. When the time of our death comes, take us to Madina Tayyibah, at the Rawza Mubarak of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with as-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Habiballah. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا خير خلق الله. Let our souls depart. So it's with burial in Jannatul Baqi. But if it is not muqaddar there, ya Allah, wherever our death comes, let it be in a state that you are pleased with us. Let it be in a state that you are pleased with us. Ya Allah, iman ke upar hamara khatima farma. Ya Allah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, all his life he begged for us, especially in Hajjatul Wida, how much he begged for us. All the goodness that he asked for us, bless us with that goodness. Bless our wives and children, our parents and the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption, fitnas that he asked for protection, protect us and the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Oh, my beloved Allah, unite the hearts of parents and children, brothers and sisters, family members, husbands and wives in the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم. Oh my beloved Allah, remove the difficulties, the hardships, the problems, the suffering that the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is experiencing around the globe. Remove the suffering of the entire mankind. Sabko nek bana de aur ek bana de. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. The moon was sighted one day late, so Laylatul Barat will be on Monday night, inshallah. So try and program yourselves from now. Who knows whether we will first of all see Laylatul Barat, and if we see it, then it is recorded in that night and given to the angels whether they will lift or not for the next year. So those who are in businesses also, try and accommodate those who are your staff, those who are working for you. Try and give them off a little early, half an hour early if you give them off. Wallah, I can take qasam upon qasam upon qasam in this masjid, Allah Ta'ala will never decrease your sustenance. In fact, it could increase. Because you have taken into consideration that Muslim brother who will have to go home, make ghusl, get ready for some ibadat in the night of Barat. But now if we pull and drag their time right up till half past 6, 7 o'clock, what time are they going to go to the masjid? On the day of Qiyamah, how are we going to answer Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala? And he's going to say, you deprived my servants of any kind of ibadat also, and yet they work the whole day. So were you the one that were really providing the risk? I was giving the risk. So accommodate these type of things. The government has to say, give an instruction that tomorrow all businesses must close for so many hours. Everybody will close. When there's strikes, when there's riots, how many people close? So give them a little early off, and ourselves at least prepare. That will make us also ready to go to the masjid. From Maghrib time, the doors are opened of maghfirah, of rahmat and mercy. The madrasa also, inshallah, will open from Maghrib time. So those sisters who wish to go to the madrasa, they can do so. Others can sit for the receivers. But try and condition our minds. Big nights, big days are coming. Ramadan is coming. And then see what enjoyment Allah Ta'ala gives in the heart. Wallah, I'm telling you, there's no such thing as boredom. If we get this connection with Allah Ta'ala, it's such enjoyment. How can we explain the taste of sugar to a person who doesn't want to taste the sugar? You can't explain it. If I can give a 10-hour speech on what sugar is, will that make the person understand what sweetness is? So try just a little effort and see what sweetness Allah Ta'ala has given. There are many things you cannot explain. Now whilst making zikr, if the person's saliva really turns sweet, now how are you going to explain to people that my saliva has turned sweet and sugary, and I feel like carrying on with the zikr because... May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of Allah.